poll, Most Concerned About Fentanyl Pouring Over Southern Border. By Hannah Blow on April 26, 2023. Most voters are concerned about the fentanyl pouring over the southern border. A Convention of States Action/Trafalgar Group survey released this week found. The survey asked, how concerned are you about the large quantity of fentanyl and other illegal drugs being brought across the southern U.S. border? Most, 87.5%, said they are at least somewhat concerned. And of those, 63.6% said they are very concerned. Only 4.4% said they are not concerned at all. And another 8.1% said they are not very concerned. There is a bipartisan consensus, as 83% of Democrats, 94.7% of Republicans, and 84.1% of independents said they are at least somewhat concerned about this. The survey was taken April 11 to 14, 2023. Among 1,096 respondents and has a +2.9% margin of error. It coincides with another Convention of States Action/Trafalgar Group survey released this week, which found 14.1% identified the flow of fentanyl and other dangerous drugs as the top concern related to the southern border crisis. A plurality, 35.1%, said human trafficking of women and children is the most concerning aspect. This comes as top Republicans continue to sound the alarm over the fentanyl crisis. Representative Jim Banks, RN, last month said Biden, who announced his 2024 re-election bid on Tuesday, repeatedly ignored requests to meet and discuss the fentanyl crisis. Related, mother who lost sons to fentanyl goes off on Cato Institute scholar, my kids didn't ask to die. As Breitbart News reported, law enforcement teams in Texas recently raided an alleged auto theft ring in Harris County and found more than 2.011 kilos of fentanyl, along with other drugs. Meanwhile, China has denied its role in any illicit fentanyl trade with Mexico. The U.S. saw 106,699 drug overdose deaths in 2021 alone. And in 2022, law enforcement seized enough fentanyl to kill all Americans, per authorities.